Welcome to the golden chapter of our Profit Mancer Money Mastery Program, where we dive into the art of not putting all your eggs in one financial basket. I'm Sharon, your guide through the maze of money-making opportunities. Today, we're talking about diversification, because as the legendary investor Warren Buffett wisely said, do not put all your eggs in one basket. In the context of the revenue streams, don't put all eggs in one basket module, diversification simply means expanding the variety of ways a business makes money. Instead of relying solely on one product, service, or market, diversification involves creating multiple streams of income. This strategy helps protect the business against downturns in any single area, and it increases the potential for overall growth and stability. Essentially, it's about spreading out financial risk and seizing more opportunities for profit by tapping into different markets, offering new products or services, and exploring various revenue-generating activities. Apple Inc. stands as a perfect example of successful diversification in the modern business landscape, initially gaining fame and market dominance with the revolutionary Macintosh computers in the 1980s. Apple's journey from a computer company to a multifaceted tech giant encapsulates the strategic prowess of diversification. The introduction of the iPod in 2001 marked Apple's foray into the portable music industry, transforming the way consumers interacted with music and setting the stage for future innovations. This pivotal move, while seemingly a leap from its computing roots, leveraged Apple's technological expertise and brand loyalty to capture a new market. However, it was the launch of the iPhone in 2007 that truly epitomized Apple's diversification strategy. The iPhone not only revolutionized the smartphone industry, but it also paved the way for an ecosystem of products and services, including the iPad, Apple Watch, and various subscriptions like Apple Music, iCloud, and the App Store. Each of these products and services interlocks, creating a seamless ecosystem that enhances customer loyalty and opens up multiple revenue streams. Today, Apple's diversification extends into digital payments with Apple Pay, content streaming with Apple TV Plus, and a suite of health and fitness services tied to the Apple Watch. This broad yet cohesive product and service range demonstrates how Apple's diversification strategy is not just about spreading risk or tapping into new markets, but about creating an integrated ecosystem that feeds back into the core of what makes Apple, Apple: innovation, user experience, and a relentless push towards the future. Apple is far from alone in its diversification success. Many of the world's largest and most influential companies have achieved their status through similar strategies. Amazon, for instance, transitioned from its origins as an online bookstore to an e-commerce giant, while also expanding into cloud computing with Amazon Web Services, streaming with Amazon Prime Video, and even entering the physical retail space with the acquisition of Whole Foods. Similarly, Alphabet, Google's parent company, has diversified well beyond its search engine roots into areas like autonomous vehicles through Waymo, smart home products via Nest, and numerous other ventures that explore the frontiers of technology and digital services. Samsung also showcases the power of diversification with its vast empire stretching from electronics manufacturing to construction, insurance, and even theme parks now. These examples underscore a common theme among today's corporate giants. Diversification is not merely an option, but a necessity for sustained growth and innovation, allowing companies to leverage their core competencies across new, often interrelated markets and sectors. You don't need to set your sights on becoming one of the world's top 10 or even top 1,000 companies for the principles of diversification to hold significant value. The essence of diversification, spreading risk, seizing new opportunities, and maximizing resources is universally applicable, whether you're running a small local business or steering a multinational corporation. It's about creating a resilient business model that can withstand market fluctuations and grow sustainably. For small and medium-sized enterprises, diversification could mean the difference between thriving and merely surviving, as it allows businesses to adapt, to pivot, and to capitalize on new trends without putting all their financial eggs in one basket. I want to share with you five reasons why even small businesses should create additional revenue streams. The first one is this: the cost of acquiring new customers versus selling more to existing ones. Acquiring a new customer can be an incredibly expensive and time-consuming process. Studies and real-world data consistently show that it's significantly more cost-effective to sell to an existing customer than to win over a new one. This is where diversification comes into play. By offering a wider range of products or services, businesses can dramatically increase their profit margins and enhance customer loyalty. Ask yourself, what complementary products or services can you offer to your current customer base? How can you increase the lifetime value of each customer? By addressing these questions, businesses can unlock new revenue streams without the hefty price tag of acquiring new customers. The second reason is navigating price competitiveness through diversification. In markets where price competitiveness is a critical factor, diversification can be a strategic move to enhance profitability. By diversifying up and down the supply chain, also known as vertical integration, companies can gain more control over their production costs and pricing strategies. For example, a manufacturer that starts selling raw materials or components, diversifying down that ladder, or acquires a retail outlet, diversifying up the ladder, can significantly increase profit margins on its core products or services. This approach not only bolsters the bottom line, but it also offers a buffer against market volatility and competitive pricing pressures. The third reason is capturing market share through acquisitions and competitive brands. Acquiring competitors or creating competitive brands can be a powerful strategy for capturing a larger market share. This approach allows businesses to cater to different market segments or price points that their primary brand might not address effectively. Consider the lost leads or potential customers who didn't choose your product or service because it wasn't the right fit for their specific needs. By diversifying your brand portfolio, you can recapture these leads. For instance, if your main product is premium priced and caters to a high-end market, introducing a more affordable alternative under a different brand can attract a broader customer base. Similarly, acquiring a competitor that serves a niche you're yet to penetrate can open up new revenue opportunities. So ask yourself, which market segments are we not serving? Could a different brand or acquired competitor serve those customers better? Diversification in its many forms offers businesses a strategic pathway to growth, resilience, and profitability. By exploring those avenues, companies can safeguard against market uncertainties and create a more robust, dynamic business model that's capable of navigating the complexities of today's economic landscape. The fourth reason is boosting company valuation for future exits. Diversification not only fortifies your business's daily operations and revenue streams, but it also significantly elevates the value of your company in the eyes of potential buyers or investors. This strategic advantage becomes particularly crucial when contemplating retirement, facing illness, or desiring to pivot towards new ventures. A diversified company with multiple stable income sources is inherently more attractive because it promises reduced risk and greater growth potential to prospective buyers. Think of it this way: a business with a single revenue stream like a one-trick pony, while a diversified business is a seasoned performer with an entire range of acts. Which would you bet on for a sustained performance? By diversifying, you're not just building a business, you're crafting a legacy and a retirement fund, setting the stage for a lucrative exit when the time comes. So you want to ask yourself, how can diversifying now increase my business's sales price later? What steps can I take today to create a more compelling portfolio for future buyers? And the fifth reason is about carving out niches in crowded markets through ecosystem development. In today's saturated market, standing out requires more than just a unique selling proposition. Demands the creation of a distinctive ecosystem that encapsulates your brand's ethos, products, and services. This holistic approach enables businesses to carve out their own niches by offering customers an integrated experience that goes beyond individual products and services. For example, Apple's ecosystem encompassing hardware, software, and services encourages customer loyalty and increases the likelihood of multiple product purchases. This interconnected environment creates a seamless end-to-end user experience that not only attracts new customers, but also retains existing ones by constantly adding value to their lives. Developing your own ecosystem allows you to differentiate your brand in crowded markets, making competition less about price and more about the unique value that you provide. Consider, what complementary products or services can I develop to enhance my core offerings? How can creating an ecosystem around my brand transform customer interactions from transactional to relational? By answering these questions, you can develop a strategy that positions your business as a go-to source within your market, fostering growth and resilience against competition. Even in the early stages of your business, thinking about diversification can set you up for smoother sailing. It's about growth. It's about grabbing a significant market share and having a shield against the cyclical winds of change. Think of diversification as laying down multiple tracks for your business train. It ensures you're not derailed by a single obstacle. Let's look at some of the reasons why diversification is your business's best friend. First, it's the business equivalent of not betting all your money on one horse. Diversify, and when one stream hits a bump, you're not going belly up. Thus, you experience risk reduction. Then it offers stability. Like a stool needs three legs to stand, your business needs multiple revenue streams for balance. It's about having a steady flow, even when one stream dries up temporarily. It also provides an opportunity for growth. Diversification is like planting various seeds. Some of them are going to grow faster than others, but eventually you'll have a garden of opportunities blooming. And then there's market share. By spreading your wings, you capture more territory. It's not just about survival, it's about conquest. And then finally, protection against trends. Markets fluctuate, trends come and go, but if your business is diversified, you can ride the wave rather than being wiped out by it. I want to share with you 10 simple ideas for diversification to find your golden eggs. First, market gaps. Look for what's missing in your industry. Your next revenue stream might be filling that void. Then there's complementary products and services. What else do your customers need? If you sell paint, maybe they need brushes too. Then you might want to consider subscription models. From products to expertise, can you offer something on a recurring basis? There's online courses or workshops. You can leverage your expertise and teach others what you know. Licensing or franchising. If you've got a winning business model, let it work for you elsewhere. There's ebooks or guides. You could package your knowledge into downloadable resources. Affiliate marketing. You could recommend products or services and get a cut of the sales. Consulting, use your experience to guide others. Merchandise, go and brand some swag. If people love your brand, they'll buy into it. And then finally, investments. Use profits to invest in other ventures or stock. So why exactly are we talking about this now? Well, consider this concept as spotting quarters on the ground. If you're not looking, you're going to walk right by them. We're constantly filtering out information, which means we might miss out on opportunities ripe for the picking. Our goal here is to fine-tune your vision to spot and seize those chances that could add another revenue stream to your portfolio. Let this module serve as a way to open up your eyes to the right opportunities. We're not talking about distractions, but about how adding additional revenue streams can help you reach your goals faster. Now let's put pen to paper or fingers to keyboard and tackle any mindset issues that might be blocking your path to diversification. The worksheet for this module is your first step in training your brain to see the potential everywhere. The goal of this module and the accompanying worksheet isn't just to dream about diversification, it's to take tangible steps towards making it a reality. By the end of this, you'll not only have a broader view of the possibilities, but also a clearer path to achieving them. And with that, you're well on your way to building a business that's not just surviving, but thriving in the multifaceted world of entrepreneurship. Keep those eyes peeled for opportunities.